Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Boy, yep. there's
our president.
A whole lot going on with Trump, as you all know, according to his latest slam, I guess you'd call that, against him, with Judge Tanya Chutkan presiding over the case him for allegedly interfering in, this is hilarious, for allegedly interfering in the 2020 presidential election. Yeah, right. And she has ordered certain restrictions on what he can say in relation to his case after hearing the arguments that happened yesterday on the 16th.
Right.
She said she wouldn't impose restrictions on statements he makes about Washington or criticism of the government, including the Biden administration and the Department of Justice. However, Trump will be prohibited from posting statements attacking Special Counsel Jack Smith, his staff, Judge Chutkan's staff, or other court personnel and the families of any of these people. He's also limited in part about what he can say about potential witnesses. For example, he may make posts about former Vice President Mike Pence, but not in regard to underlying events connected to his case.
Oh.
And so the judge said she will consider sanctions if he violates the order. And so the best part is that, of course, Trump is saying that is election interference, that she's
right.
even attempting to do that, let alone...
Not to mention it's a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Exactly. He's,
right.
yeah, placing a gag order on somebody that is running for president, for
yes.
crying out loud, in the middle of his campaigning and placing a gag order upon him.
Right. I wonder if he could quote other people's statements. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Well, good question. Good question.
No, I'm not saying
I
this.
I didn't say this, but somebody else did.
But according to the Morning Commute,
right.
they are claiming that this special counsel is a whack job and a communist.
That's right. And so is her staff.
Right.
and so is Jack Smith and his staff.
Yes.
For crying out loud. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, we've got a whole bunch on that after the break.
Yeah,
and so,
just so you know, Trump, you can quote us anything you need that you can use as a quote in any of your speeches, something that you would never say.
That's right. That's right.
But some things we might say that you could quote
yes,
could be useful.
That's for sure.
Or entertaining,
yeah.
if nothing else.
That would work.
Well, all eyes are on Israel, as we said it would be in the end times. And we also said, expect the unexpected. Events that you never saw coming that would change the world in a moment. Well, that's what's happened. And it continues to happen. Unbelievable watching this brainwashing propaganda machine grinding forward here. How the slipstream media is trying to hone in on Jews that are calling against Israel's treatment of the Palestinians.
Oh, boy.
Right? So, patriots, Christians, lovers of the Lord, defenders of Israel, do not be swayed by this propaganda. There has never been a country called Palestine.
Nope.
The Romans renamed it Palestina because they were trying to cut the Jews off from their heritage.
Right.
And these people were supposed to go. There's never been a country called Palestine.
Nope.
There have been three nations called Israel. The Lord promised and prophesied he would give it to them and that he would return it to them after their punishment, exiling them, sending them to the four corners of the earth, that they would return and he would give their land back to them, never to be taken away again. And everyone who tries is going to get hammered. So, anyway, it's they're not occupiers. Matter of fact, they have agreed to every one of these peace agreements, and the Arabs have said, no, no recognition of Israel, no peace, and no negotiating.
That's right.
Every single time the international community has come in and said, well, how about this? Israel said, okay. And the Palestinians go, no, or declare war on Israel.
Yep.
So, yeah, don't fall for it. They're on the right side of this thing. They're on God's side of this thing. And I just saw recently some mullah, somebody from Iran, saying that God's swift action is about ready to come. Well, he's right, but yeah. He doesn't know what he's saying because right. It's not going to be in their favor.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, is that the Iranian people are chanting against Palestinians, and the Iraqi people are chanting in favor of the Palestinians. So it's interesting to see where all of the, you know, how this cookie is crumbling, you know, as it right. happens and progresses. And it's kind of interesting, really, to see who is all on which side,
this,
you know?
God is shaking the fence.
That's right.
All right. One side or the other. Even among Christians, pick your side. You want to be anti-Israel and support Hamas and terrorists, butchers, fine. If you want to turn against Israel, that's your call.
That's
so
right.
Right now, it's people are picking sides. It's driving a wedge right down the middle.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, Lady Liberty, let's get to the word of the day. What do you got for us?
So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes from a random turning and also as a continuation of what we were talking about yesterday with the Ring of Fire happening over here in America while the real Ring of Fire around Israel is actually attacking Israel. So we are like a shadow of what's happening in Israel, only we got the nice version because we're his. We belong to yeah. Jesus, and so how nice that we get the Ring of Fire in America, but it's just a partial eclipse.
Well,
right?
Actually, I want to...
And talking about how this was over Passover, and so the fact that the random turning for today is about the Passover, and comes to us from Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 23, which reads, Jesus institutes the Passover. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to question among themselves which of them it was who would do this thing. And that's it.
Huh.
But what a fascinating thing that we're looking at the Lord's Supper again just after yesterday and the discussion about how next year's solar eclipse lands on Passover.
Yeah, that is interesting. And this is a random turning?
Yeah, that's a random turning.
These recurring themes keep coming up.
Yep, that's right. And what's also cool is that this describes where he says the covenant, you know, where we've been talking about how the Feast of Trumpets is symbolic of the traditional Jewish wedding.
Yes.
And that how the whole process of getting married, if you're a traditional Jew, includes all of the covenant signing, the way that you drink wine,
the
way that the father and the son come to the bride's house and knock on the door. And if she answers and lets them in, that's the first sign that, yes, she's willing,
yes,
right, to marry him, right?
Yes.
And so how fascinating to read in verse 20 that where it says, likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And saying that he will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until the kingdom of God comes. And so, so when he returns for the bride, that's, you know, that's when they finish the rest of the marriage ceremony and they drink the other cup of wine.
Yes. And yeah, it's just a picture of a wedding. We're considered his bride. He's the groom. And when he says, I won't drink of the cup until we meet again, till the kingdom of heaven comes, that's the same thing a groom says to his bride.
Yep.
He drinks a cup. That's the first cup. Then a year later, when he comes for her,
after he's built the house for her.
Right. And then he comes to get his bride. And then at the wedding feast, then they drink the second or third cup.
Yeah.
And that seals the covenant. That's the second part of it. And so Jesus was talking in these terms. It's pretty cool. It's very cool when you learn about it.
It's amazing. And so just the fact that this theme keeps recurring in the last couple years and keeps continuing, and people are taking more and more interest in it in the Christian community, because this has largely been unknown to Christian Americans, to Christians all over the world.
Right.
You know, this whole huge Jewish history about the Jewish wedding has been unknown.
Well, they had it stolen from them. This is part of our heritage. This is
right.
Our Messiah was a Jew, and all of these things meant everything to the early church. They knew exactly what he was talking about. That's been removed from us, and we don't even know the feasts or what they represent or what they mean.
Right.
And so there's a return to that by the church. There's a new wave.
It even describes that in Revelation. And so here we are, know, which is very cool as well.
One thing too, before we take a break, I wanted to mention, oh, by the way, what's that scripture one more time?
That scripture was Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 23.
All right, 23, got it. Now, since we saw this ring of fire, this eclipse called the ring of fire that crossed over, it hit Oregon first, Salem, and then it left Corpus Christi, Texas, crossing the earth. Now, all these signs of the heavens, God put those there for us, right? Here's something very interesting. That's called the ring of fire.
Right.
And meanwhile, at the same time, you've got this ring of fire.
In Israel, attacking Israel.
Attacking Israel.
Also,
and then also, what's interesting to note, the entire Pacific Rim going up around the Aleutian Islands over to Asia, back down along the Pacific coast, is also what's highly volcanic and seismic activity.
Yep.
It's called the Ring of Fire.
Yep.
Since the Ring of Fire crossed over, the eclipse crossed over this weekend, there has been a huge uptick in seismic activity around the Ring of Fire, including numerous earthquakes from the Pacific Ocean, the Aleutian chains, all the way down to the Pacific coast, off the coast.
Right.
So very, very interesting. That's what we said. We don't know what it means, but we do know God is on the move.
Well, and in addition to that, the strange part is that Iran threatens Israel with earthquake. It says, Iran threatened Israel to stop its war against Hamas or feel the wrath of a huge earthquake with the impending Israeli invasion of Gaza. And so what an interesting point that, you know, here are the earthquakes. There's these earthquakes that have been happening. And so that language came up, and just interesting of all the timing with all of that as well.
Yeah, it is. Interesting they would use the term earthquake, and earthquake is coming.
Right.
And the whole world could be like kind of oblivious, like we were, you know, last Friday, but just before this attack, to what's coming. Is there, you know, this massive earthquake?
Right.
We're all just completely oblivious to what's coming. You know, it's interesting. This is just, you know, watch God work and be amazed.
Right.
We're going to watch some amazing things.
Well, and one last thing, you know, while we're still talking about biblical references and Israel, just yesterday, Israel's foreign minister issued a stern rebuke to the Vatican over what he described as an unacceptable statement from the Holy See expressing concern for Gazan civilians while Israel mourns the loss of hundreds amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Hmm. Well, with over 1,200 right now. And so that's the first that we have seen of Israel saying anything to the Vatican, really.
Right.
And especially when Revelation describes what sounds like the Antichrist could also possibly be the Pope.
Yes.
The person sitting in the papal seat.
Right.
Because when you read that, boy, it sure sounds like somebody sitting in the Vatican. And so, you know, there's also that question. Everybody's saying, well, it's supposed to be a gay Israeli that's the Antichrist, or is it?
Well, my understanding, most of the biblical scholars believe that will be the, you know, the Antichrist's right-hand man, the Pope.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you know, even Catholics the Catholic Church is sharply divided between the way the Vatican is acting under this Pope and the way most traditional Catholics believe.
Right.
So they're quite concerned about the political worldview of this current Pope and very frustrated.
Well, so, yeah, especially with the Holy See expressing concern for the Palestinians.
Yeah.
How bizarre. That doesn't get any stranger than that.
Well, it's really strange is you've got the globalist World Economic Forum leaders like Biden and others supporting Israel. And this is very suspicious.
Yes, that's right.
Of course, they've been supporting Iran this whole time, you know, and, you know, snuggling up to them. So whatever they say is
it's talking out both sides of their mouth.
Very suspect.
Yep.
Yeah. They can't be trusted. So, okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Getting you rapture ready. It's getting ever closer. So look that up and check it out. JesusAppears.com. Go through all those resources. Read and watch them all. And we'll be back with segment two right after this. Stay with us.
Must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. The United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government, they come from God. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington, the heart of the American Redoubt. Thank you guys for stepping up and helping to support us. We are overwhelmingly listener supported. We really depend on you to stay on the air. If you want to help support us, then go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can do that. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two, got a couple cool clips lined up here and some news.
That's right, we sure do. Well, as you all know, Trump went and gave another rally there in Adel, Iowa, and made some fantastic rally statements like we have grown accustomed to hearing. Like, for instance, he said, "I fought for Israel like no president ever before.
That's for sure.
And now we have death and destruction all over the planet because we have the worst and most incompetent president in the history of our country." Boy, no kidding.
That's for sure.
And what was great was he had reposted a statement by Marjorie Taylor Greene, where she said, "I'm here at the federal courthouse in D.C. as a member of the Oversight Committee to see if Judge Chutkan is really going to destroy the First Amendment, free speech rights of former President Trump and leading candidate for president in 2024.
Yep.
So excellent. Hopefully they will bring charges of unconstitutionality against that judge for doing that, because that's right. That you can't limit somebody's right to free speech, especially not while they're running for president.
Knowingly and willfully depriving somebody of their constitutionally guaranteed rights.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. It doesn't.
Illegal.
Yep. That's as illegal as it gets. And for a judge to be making that heinous crime. Oh, wow. Boy, I hope they go after her big time.
Yeah.
And
so this first clip, this was from his speech, right?
No, this is actually not from his Iowa rally. This came from while he was president and went to visit in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
And he is saying this to the whole room filled with several hundred of these Arabs, right?
Right, right.
including all of their leaders. And in Saudi Arabia, there were quite a few shifty eyes while he was making this statement, but he didn't even flinch. He's like, I'm the leader of the greatest country in the world. And well, I'm just the leader. And you can tell in the way he says it. Listen to what he has to say.
There can be no coexistence with this violence. There can be no tolerating it, no accepting it, no excusing it, and no ignoring it. Every time a terrorist murders an innocent person and falsely invokes the name of God, it should be an insult to every person of faith. Terrorists do not worship God. They worship death. If we do not act against this organized terror, then we know what will happen and what will be the end result. Terrorism's devastation of life will continue to spread. Peaceful societies will become engulfed by violence, and the futures of many generations will be sadly squandered. If we do not stand in uniform condemnation of this killing, then not only will we be judged by our people, not only will we be judged by history, but we will be judged by God.
That was a time when the United States was respected.
That's right.
Yeah.
When he could walk into any room of leaders, whether that be, speaking before the United Nations or to
That's right.
the whole, Arab side of the world, it didn't matter. It just, that's how it is. They respected him. And so we have another clip here, and this is from his Adel, Iowa rally. And speaking about all of the million Hamas that the liberals want to bring over here right away.
Oh, boy.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's what he has to say about that.
What we're doing, we're taking in people into our country. I think it's terrific. We're taking in what this is, what it represents. We're taking in people into our country that are going to cause tremendous problems, and most people don't want to talk about it. Upon our inauguration, because it's our inauguration, it's not my inauguration, we're all president as far as I'm concerned. Because what I spent on this deal, I thought it was going to be a lot, but it's billions and billions, and I don't mind at all. I mean, Bloomberg spent what? Michael Bloomberg, $2.5 billion, and he only got the first question, right? He was decimated with the first question, $2.5 billion. But I spent a lot to do this, and I'm very glad. Somebody said, "Are you glad you did it?" I said, "Yes, absolutely." They thought I'd say no. I had a nice life before this, you know. I had a life of, you wouldn't believe how nice my life was. This is a little different, but there's nothing like this, because we're doing an incredible job for our country. We won't have a country. I think if this election turns out to be rigged and we have the best lawyers in the world this time, nobody thought they could pull that off. But if it's a rigged election or a fake election, or if we lose this election, we are going to have I believe no country left. I believe that's going to happen. But I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, larger than Eisenhower's, including all of the illegal aliens from countries that hate us.
That's what we're waiting for right there.
Yep, no kidding.
And boy, there's so much on the line. First of all, we got to survive to get to that point. Yep. Secondly, we've got to overcome their attempts to steal the next election.
That's right.
And
hopefully in the meantime, somebody will wise up and decide to ban electronic voting machines across the whole nation. In fact, yesterday I just sent out another whole huge series of bills to other congressmen.
That's right.
And I'm trying to encourage them to pass a ban the electronic voting machines bill as well.
Right.
So hopefully people are still interested in sending those. We got to just keep them going because we've got over a year before the next election. We still have a chance to get that thing done. So push harder, everyone. It's possible.
That's right.
So, I read one comment in regard to this whole problem with all of these Hamas people over here already. And their comment was, 60 million American hunters have their rifles zeroed in right now. They're willing to sit in a tree stand for 8 hours being silent and just waiting. Islam, you have no idea what you're up against if you come here and spread your hate. I thought that was a really succinct comment.
Absolutely, straight to the point. And that's what separates us from, well, most of the countries in the world. Just now, the Israeli police now are beginning to issue weapons to the Israeli citizens.
That's
right. For self-defense.
Yep.
Because they know what they're up against. We're fortunate. We're ahead of the curve there. It would be much, much more difficult for somebody to try that here. But, you know, they're cowards. So that's why they're going to pick soft targets, you know, gun-free zones and things like that. We just have to be super, super vigilant. We're living in a different world. And I just thank God that we have the Second Amendment here in this country so we can defend life.
That's right. Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got more to cover. We're looking forward to this week. A lot going on. So join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute. And otherwise, you be safe and God bless.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.